Greetings. Nelson Olmsted here. Today, let's examine the ingredients of courage. First, a word from Clint Gruber, speaking for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Nelson with his book open to a chapter from Wyoming.
Undoubtedly, the best way to draw a personality profile of Jean Godick of Casper, Wyoming, is to talk to her friends. That's because she has so many of them. A businessman in Casper, for example, will tell you,
Jean Godick? Well, sure, I've known her for years. Can't tell you how much I admire that woman. Now, there's a lady who has every reason on earth to feel sorry for herself. But instead, she turns out to be one of the happiest, most pleasant, best-adjusted people in town.
Or you might talk to one of her fellow workers at the Employment Security Commission of Wyoming and hear something like this.
Well, Jean never lets her own problems get her down. It's almost as if she draws strength from her personal handicap and turns it into an inspiration for others. And when you talk about energy, well, she has enough activities going to keep three ordinary people busy full time.
You see, Jean Godick is one of those remarkable persons who has overcome a physical handicap that might well break the spirit of the average individual. As a young teacher, she was afflicted with a rare malady similar to muscular dystrophy, which affected the nerves and muscles in her legs and feet. Since then, despite experimental surgery and extensive treatment at the Mayo Clinic, she has never been able to walk normally without some pain. Facing the inevitable seemed to broaden Jean Godick's horizons, multiply her interests. A Casper artist recalls,
well, Jean came to our art group and expressed a desire to learn about drawing and painting. It was evident from the first that she had talent, and that talent has surely proved itself since. Today, she is not only one of the state's outstanding watercolorists, she is also a top-notch oil painter and one of the most sensitive photographers around.
But artistic endeavors occupy only a portion of Jean Godick's busy life. Her job as Employment Service Program Supervisor with the State Employment Security Commission is her profession. In this capacity, Miss Godick has helped, motivated, and inspired thousands of handicapped and underprivileged persons to find useful and satisfying work. A young man, now holding a responsible job, says,
I figured all the breaks is against me, that to get anywhere you had to be tougher than the next guy. Well, Miss Godick proved something to me. There's a place in this world for everyone, and she helped me find mine.
Yes, Miss Jean Godick of Casper has in fact turned a handicap into an asset. In spite of it, she has gained the qualities of serenity, understanding, and courage, qualities that too few mortals exercise in today's world. In the spring of 1966, Jean Godick's achievements were officially acknowledged at a ceremony at a Casper hotel. On this occasion, Governor Clifford Hansen presented her with an award as the Outstanding Wyoming Handicapped Person of the Year. As the presentation was being made, one official said,
there has never been an award more richly deserved nor gratefully received. Still, Jean's most valued recognition comes directly from the thousands she has helped and encouraged to face life in spite of adversity. And it comes from us, too, the citizens of Wyoming, in gratitude for her example, which proves once again that miracles are truly possible through one who works and believes.
Thanks, Nelson. Now, I'd like to give our listeners...